she's a hero in these parts. She's the national spelling bee champion, as was her sister. Would you welcome, please, Vanya Shiva Shankar, ladies and gentlemen. Spelling bee champ. So you're come from a family of spelling champs.
Yeah, I do. My sister won in 2009.
2009. Yeah. So was that sort of motivate you to want to do it too? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, she's my role model, so I always looked up to her. Yeah.
That's cool. My girls don't get along that way. So they're anti-role models in our family. Very cool. And I was reading somewhere that your dad has like a system. Does he have a system sort of for spelling, or is that part of?
I mean, he's our coach, and we study languages, and we study the root words and how to put the words together, and so that's kind of our way of studying the words.
Yeah. But, you know, English is so idiosyncratic, really. Things are not spelled the way they should be or the way they sound and so forth.
Exactly.
So it's a difficult language even to, I mean, I never actually mastered spelling in English. In Spanish, I'm pretty good, though, I think, because it's the way it sounds in Spanish.
Yeah, it is.
And so what are some of the... You don't memorize lists of words or something.
No, definitely not. Like I said, we kind of just study the languages. So even if you don't know the word, you can put the word together by using like the root words or where it comes from and like kind of piece it together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know, when you're in one of these things, do you know the words, all the words that they come up with?
I mean, there's always words that you won't know. During the BA, I actually got a word that I didn't know, but I, like I said, used the language patterns to help me get it right, so that was pretty cool.
Which word was that?
It was a word called thalmacow.
Thalmacow?
Yeah. Can you spell it?
Thalmacow. Use it in a sentence, please.
Michael used a thalmacow to cross the lake in Kansas.
Thalmacow. T-H-O... No, huh?
No.
T-H-A-L-M-A-C-O-W, cow.
Close. It's actually T-H-A-M-A-K-A-U.
Not even close. And what is that?
It's a boat, actually, so...
No kidding. And did you know that? You
didn't
know
I that. Actually didn't.
You said you didn't know that one.
Yeah.
How did you figure out how to do it? Because that's kind of an abstract...
Yeah, but it comes from the language Fiji, which is like Hawaiian, and Hawaiian is kind of spelled the way it sounds, use the languages, so I put it together, kind of.
Oh, so you just use your Fiji knowledge. That's what I should have done when I was thinking more of like cow, like from Wisconsin, like put a cow and a thalma together. That's how I got interesting. Did you know Fiji? You know Fiji?
No, I didn't, but I knew Hawaiian, and they both are island languages, so they're similar.
Okay, now, see, how do you happen to know Hawaiian?
I mean, not, like, how to, but I've, like, studied the patterns of it, like the A makes the A sound, and the AU makes the OW sound, so things like that.
What other languages have you studied?
I mean, a lot of them. Not, like, I haven't learned the languages, but I've studied the patterns, like Spanish and French and German and things like that, Japanese.
Okay, so just a few. Does this ever get obsessive? Do you ever feel like, well, I'm really obsessed with spelling?
I mean, I really like it. It's my passion, and so it's weird now that I'm not studying anymore. So
once you win, does that mean you're out?
Yeah, and even if I didn't win, I finished eighth grade, and that's the age limit. So
you finished eighth grade?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, how'd you do in English? Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
It was a tie. Actually, you share the tie. You're both champions.
Yeah. He's from Missouri, actually.
Yeah,
so.
Kid from Missouri. So there's some justice in that. But
yeah.
I don't know. What was his name? I forget his name.
Gokul.
Yeah. And how does he get... isn't there a tiebreaker then usually in that sort of situation?
Actually, once there's 2 to 3 people, they start a list of 25 words, and we kept going, and we exhausted the list, so they had to name us co-champions.
Are you guys friends at all? Did you know him before?
Yeah, I'd seen him before in like spelling bees, and we became friends throughout the whole thing.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Who gets to keep the trophy?
Actually, we both get our own, so that's
you do.
Cool, yeah.
Because I see you're sharing one, and I was afraid of the tug of war there. Yeah, and what were some of the other words? I saw they put some of them in the paper. What was the hardest one you had?
Probably thalmacow, just because I didn't know it, but like the other words I got. I got words like Bayadair and Bucatier and like Sibarial and things.
Any English words at all? Like what is it? What is it?
Well, they all are in English right now, but they came from different languages.
Yeah, well, that's kind of amazing. Yeah. So then, what do you hope to do with all this amazing ability? And then,
I definitely like loved learning. I mean, the words and stuff. I don't know if I'm gonna go into I want to go into something medical, maybe become like a cardiac surgeon or something.
Yeah.
But I guess I could. Yeah, I don't know, but yeah.
Interesting. Wow, well, that's amazing. That's all amazing.
Thank you.
And there's money involved. Does that go college fund?
Yeah, definitely. I got $30,000. So.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention a figure. That's all right. And you're kind of, and how do you feel about like you've been on all these big shows? It's not that this isn't a big show, but you.
This is the best.
Yeah. What is? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. But you've been on talk shows and.
Yeah, I was on Kelly and Michael in New York, and then I went to Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, that was he's really, pretty cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
Kimmel's cool. Uh-huh. Yeah. What did he make you do?
We did a spelling bee. So it was me, Gokul, versus Jimmy, and Guillermo was the pronouncer. So that was interesting.
How did that work out?
It was interesting to see. Yeah.
That's why we didn't do that here, because I knew you had done something like that anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay with all that exposure and stuff?
Yeah, I like it. I do theater, so I'm used to being on stage and being in the spotlight, I guess, so.
Yeah. And was your sister there for you in the audience for all these things?
Yeah, she was. Yeah. She goes to Columbia. She finished her sophomore year and then came back home, and we all flew to D.C. and flew around, so yeah.
Yeah, how excellent. Wonderful. Well, I think it's outstanding. National Spelling Bee, it's great. And you're from, we should say, Olathe. See, now I can't even say Olathe, and I don't know how you, and you can spell it and everything, I guess.
Yeah, I can.
The pride of Olathe. Well, dear, it's very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I'm proud of you, too, now.
Thank
everyone else, Vanya Shavashankar, thank you so much, dear.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Thank you, and best to you. I want her for my cardiac surgeon, I'll tell you that. So I got to hold off, really, I guess, for a few years yet. I got to go through. Isn't she too sweet and smart, and I want her for my surgeon.
Was there a problem we don't know about?
What? No, but by then there will be. By the time she's got to go to college, and then there's internship and residency and all that stuff.
She just have preemptively done now.
I like to have a few years of practice before she gets to me.